Well, how do you know when you're astral projecting or OBEing that you're not imagining what you're doing?
Good question. And because if certain things hadn't happened to me, that's all I would think it is, and I wouldn't go any further, and I wouldn't be talking about it to anyone. But something happened, several things happened to me that in the beginning, because you remember, I didn't believe in any of this. And in the beginning, I took this class from a woman who had a near-death experience. She was teaching over at the local college out here in California. And the reason I took it is because I was having a lot of these experiences, and I didn't know what they were, and someone referred her to me. So whilst taking her class, she asked the class. She was the first one outside of my family that actually said, has anybody ever felt paralyzed at night? Up until that point, I'd never heard anyone else talk about it. And my hand shot up in the air, and I said, yeah, it happens to me almost every night and several times a night. And she looked at me, and she was the first person to actually say, you are probably having out-of-body experiences. And I laughed because I didn't believe in it. I said, yeah, right. I said, I don't believe in that stuff. And she said, you can't tell me what you don't know. And I said, okay, well, I said, you know what? I don't have to believe you because it's happening to me every night. I can just find out for myself. She said, well, if you find yourself floating out of your body, she says, just think about coming to see me and say, I want to visit, and then she said her name. And I thought, okay, that's fine. So luckily, that night, I was having so many of them back then. That night, I did exactly that, floated out of the body like I had been doing several days before, thought about her, and I said, I want to see her. And then something strange happened is I felt these hands, like two hands, grab me. Because you're never alone when you have this experience. All of us have these guides with us.
Helpers, I guess.
Or non-physical beings, or whatever you want to call them, guardian angels, or whatever you believe they are. You're not alone. This thing assisted me, and next thing I knew, I was flying, just like I had flown so many times in so many dreams that I'd had over the years, except it never started off this way. And, I mean, I couldn't control the direction I was heading, but I could control the altitude and the speed. So I experimented with that. I wanted to go higher, and I did. And I looked below me, and I could see the city streets and the lights and rooftops rushing by in this incredible blur, which was so detailed for you know, if it were just a dream. And then I found myself being drawn down to this house in a neighborhood that I had never been to. Then next day I came through the wall into a bedroom that I had never been in, and in the bed was this woman that I wanted to visit. Now, all of this doesn't mean anything, except I thought, and I even thought when I was there, oh, this is an incredible dream I'm having. But then I noticed that I knew she was married, but I didn't know that she and her husband slept in two different beds.
Yeah, but Albert, what are you doing there? I'm a married woman.
I'm doing research, George.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure you were.
It's called astral research. But I noticed that she and her husband didn't sleep in the same bed. And as a matter of fact, not only did they not sleep in the same bed, but the bedroom was quite large, and he slept way on the other side of the wall. And I thought, okay, if I'm really here, that's a good thing to remember. Another thing I noticed is that she had her leg was out from under the cover, and on her leg was this white thing. And I thought it looked like a cast to me. And I thought, okay, if she injured her leg or she has a white cast on her leg, then that's another good thing to remember. So after that experience ended, I want to go back.
We've got a Peeping Tom astral projector
here,
right?
Astral cat burglar. That's what I've referred to it. I came back, and I returned to my physical body. I didn't wake up in the morning and go, wow, what a great dream. I mean, I returned to my physical body, struggled a little bit with reconnecting because I had to figure that part out. Once I reconnected, I took my breath, and I sat up, and I turned on my light, and I wrote all of this down. So this happened on a Saturday. On Monday, I couldn't wait to talk to this doctor who was teaching the class. So on Monday, during her class, I waited for the break, and I walked up to her, and I said, you know, I had a strange experience over the weekend. And she said to me, she says, it's interesting that you would even bring it up, because on Saturday, I had a dream that you were standing at the foot of my bed. And I thought, wow, in my head, is that a coincidence? And then I said, you know, I know you're married, but I did, you know, in my dream or in the experience that I had, you and your husband sleep in two different beds. And she said, no, not only does he sleep in a different bed, I put him way on the other side of the room because he has sleep apnea and he snores at night and wakes me up, stops breathing or something like that.
Amazing.
And I thought, another coincidence? And then I looked at her, and I saw that her leg wasn't injured in any way, and I said, well, in my experience that I had, I said, you're injured your leg because you have this white thing wrapped around your leg like a cast. And she says, no, but she says, you know, I do sleep with a white heating pad wrapped around my knee because I have arthritis.
Ah, you and think I thought, that's what
oh
it was?
My God. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, it stunned me because I was not thinking I was going to be validated in any way. I thought she was going to say, oh, no, I wasn't even at home. I was in Vegas that weekend.
Now, did she feel weird that you were there?
Did I feel weird?
No, did she feel weird? You were all for it.
No, she was more in a dream state, and it depends on how conscious you are on if you can really detect or remember or interact with someone who's astral traveling or someone who's deceased. So she was more in a dream state who remembered me there in a dream, and I was the more alert because I was projecting there. Now, that same thing happened in another situation where I visited a friend's house that I worked on the space station with, because now I'm looking to see if I can do it again. Repeatability is something we researchers love to do. So I traveled to this location at an apartment that I'd never been to. Came into the dining room, I remember, and there was this huge chandelier in the dining room, and I thought, this is something I've got to remember because it's too large for this room. I went down the hallway to the third door on the right, went into the room, and inside the room it had two beds, and it had one window, but the window wasn't in the center of the room on either side of the bed, was a bed on either side of it. It was over one bed in the corner, which I thought was kind of odd.
Sure.
And I looked out the window, and half of the window was blocked by a telephone pole, and then I could see an alleyway down below in an apartment building. So after this experience ended, because you return by saying, I want. Everything you want to do, you start with, I want. I've had enough. I want to go back. I want to return to my body, that kind of thing. So that's what I did, and when I came back, it was similar to the other ways that I've returned, and I woke up and I wrote all of this down. So that when I went to work the next day to see my friend at the space station, I said, you know, I've had this incredible experience that I wonder if I went to your house, to your apartment. And I said, I came into a dining room, and there was this huge chandelier in there. She said, you know, I bought this chandelier at a swap meet, and it's too large for my dining room, but I put it up because I'm saving it for my house, and it's so pretty, I just didn't want to it sitting around in a box. And I thought, oh, my God, a coincidence? And I said, well, you know, I went down this hallway, and there was a room, the last room on the right, and I went in, and there was two beds, and the window was placed in an odd position, and she said, yeah, that is an odd room. She said, I don't know why they put the window over there, because you really can't see out of the window because half of it is blocked with a telephone pole. And that's when I thought to myself, oh, my God, this is real. This
is real.
And that was the beginning of me realizing that this wasn't just fanciful dreams that I was having. There was something. And then just opened up the door to a bunch of other questions, because I wanted to, now I start saying, what are we that we can do these things? Because I wasn't thinking I was special in any way, shape, or form, because this experience was happening to people in my family for maybe several hundred years. I'm thinking now, oh my God, do we really have a soul? And what is that soul? Is it something that you walk around and, you know, I've gone to Catholic school and they teach you it's something that you keep practically in your pocket and you can get it dirty or damaged or something and you have to have it cleaned once in a while. I'm thinking, oh my God, are we that soul? You know, is that thing that I was traveling is that what I truly am? And that opened the door to my exploration in this area, and I have to say it changed me forever.